Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very downhill edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am your host, Corey, and I am joined by the man who has conquered the mountain. He said it couldn't be done, but then he did it. So I don't know why I said it couldn't be done, but he said it.
Maybe it's like be a liar right now, which I am, but they don't know that. What is the deal, good sirs?
How can you admit if you're a liar if you're a liar?
I mean, you can admit to lying.
I don't know, man. But if you're a liar, how do I know you're? It's a complicated process.
The old conundrum.
The chicken or the egg? Which was it?
I think we know the answer to that now, right?
Yep, it's Lonely Mountains Downhill. That's what came before the chicken or the egg. Not sure. This game came out in 2019. That's what we talk about on today's episode, Lonely Mountains Downhill. But before that, as always, I got to beg you a little bit. Okay. So I asked for reviews. I asked for honest reviews. And we got one. And I just want to call it out because it hurt my feelings.
Can we read the review? Is it like a wordy review?
No, it's one sentence.
Okay, let's do it.
You guys passed on.
It was that Demon's Souls things.
Remnant from the Ashes. Nope. Look, Remnant from the Ashes is a game that I wanted to recommend, but there was just too many technical problems with it. If that game did not have the technical issues that it did, I think I would have fought harder for it. But unfortunately, that was why that game did not ultimately pass on Game Pass or Pass. But I bring this up to say that I do see the reviews, so I'm not just blowing smoke up your butt that we want reviews. We want these things. They help us. Even if they're bad, let us know what we can do better to make them not bad.
I mean, who fights that hard from Remnant from the Ashes? At best, it's an average game. Like it shouldn't be a deciding factor for anybody, really.
I don't know, man. People really like that game. I think
no, they don't.
That's one of those games where I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I just couldn't get there kind of thing.
That's the one that had the terrible, terrible end boss fight.
Yes. That end boss fight is atrocious.
That alone is just not really worth the price of admission.
But there you go. But this is not about Remnant from the Ashes. This is about Lonely Mountains Downhill. This was developed by Megagon. This is their only game. It's a two-person studio, so just know that going in. Regular priced at $19.99, is available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. We had trouble sort of classifying this one because it's sort of like it's a physics-based, it's not really a puzzle game, but the object of the game is to get downhill from a mountain while you're on a bicycle. So it's got sort of a trials feel to it. But instead of ramps and all that fun stuff, you're dealing with turns and jumps and stuff like that. So there is no crossplay because there is no online play. There are leaderboards, though. Those are not cross-platform. There is no DLC. And for you Xbox One X owners out there, it is not Xbox One X enhanced. So you will be getting just the good old boost mode, getting that 1080p and those 60 frames more often. So, but Lonely Mountain Downhill. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. This is one of those games where I really wanted to like more of it. I can see what is so fun about it. As you said before, the goal of the game is to get, as in the title, downhill. You start at the top of the hill or the mountain, and then you have to just make your way downhill. You have a series of sharp turns, dangerous cliffs, steep jumps, all these different objectives to get past, and any kind of hard fall or hitting a rock or any other kind of object, you're gonna fall over. You have to start over from checkpoint. It's funny to watch. It's at times fun to play, but it's also one of those things where if you compare it to like a Trials, where Trials kind of goes there, like even with any options, like in the Trials game, you could turn off like the gravity and turn on invisible riders, like it gets real wacky. Downhill isn't wacky enough.
Thinking, great podcasting. Yes and no. I think I'd have to disagree in that the wackiness of Trials isn't what keeps me there. If I was playing Trials, the thing that keeps me in Trials is the aesthetic, because it gets a little bit more creative as that series went on with stuff like Trials Rising, etc. But I still think that those games have never gotten past that original Trials HD in terms of quality, because those were just the most well thought out maps and the most well thought out courses, etc. So I think I guess I would say that I disagree, and just that I feel like that the wackiness isn't needed to make this game good in my eyes. Like the ambiance, I think that there's a lot of good things that they do in terms of creating the scene. So each mountain kind of has its own time of day, I guess you could say, or season. So you've got like a fall season, you've got a winter, you've got a muddy mountain, you've got more of a rocky mountain, and a lot of there's no really music or anything, but there's a lot of ambiance created in the background with, you know, birds chirping and the sound of wind. And it's a game that, even though I have surround sound on it, it doesn't exactly blow my mind. It's very good at sort of creating that atmosphere for it. So I feel like a lot of that would be lost if you started doing weird things with it, if that makes sense.
See, I needed the weird things to happen, because just the gameplay alone was not, and again, like, these physics games, they're not supposed to have deep gameplay, like, because the gameplay is just, hey, let's have fun with these physics, and that's the beginning and the end of that. However, in a game like this, it just felt like it was so simplistic that I'm like, I need something else to happen, because it's not keeping me.
Well, and I would agree with that. So I think the game does a very good job at basically every mountain, the way it starts is get to the bottom. You know, there's no time involved. There's no amount of crashes involved. But as soon as you get to the bottom, each mountain usually has about three or four different paths. So just, yeah. So, but each path, as soon as you beat the first one, it unlocks the certain amount of crashes, as well as the time trial one. And that's when I started going back to them and really getting to the bottom of them, you know, there's almost a Mario Kart like, I don't want to say design, but a Mario Kart layer there of there's hidden little secrets in every single mountain that you can sort of get on to cut your time, whether it's there's a certain turn that you can sort of cut quicker, but sometimes there's completely different paths, and on every single mountain there's hidden rest areas that you can get to. So there's a lot of hidden stuff in there, and I actually found a lot of really fun, I would say challenge, but the challenge and the part that hooked me was getting on these mountains and getting down the fastest that I possibly could. And the game does a very good job of giving you a time to where you get there in like 4 minutes and it wants you to do in 3.5. And you're just sort of like, well, how, like, I'm going as fast as I can. What am I doing wrong, kind of thing? There has to be something that I'm missing. And that's when it starts to sort of click that, oh, okay, like, if I cut this corner here and I go down this path here, I save 3 seconds, kind of thing. So that's where I found I didn't really need the wackiness, I guess, if that makes sense.
I completely understand the challenge of it. Like, I get that. I mean, and that's why it took me so long to really just dig deep into the game, because I spent so much time just playing that first level, because I'm like, I want to unlock all the challenges. And I got to this loop where I'm like, I want to get there faster. I want to get there more safely. I want to get there with less crashes, so on and so forth. I want to complete all the challenges, and I completely understand that, which is why I said at the top, like, I understand where the fun comes from in this game. It's just personally, it just wasn't simple time trials doesn't do it for me. Like, just beating myself is fine, I guess, but like I kind of hit a wall where I'm like, all right, what now? Is there a new objective that is bigger than the next, or wackier than the next, or is it just am I just going downhill again? It's like, it just wasn't enough meat on the bones there for me. However, I do enjoy the parts where you get the shortcuts and stuff, because this one level where I want to say it's maybe the second one where it starts you off facing to the left to go down the hill, and then but if you just turn to the right, you can just jump off the cliff. Yeah. And it's like, that's neat. Like, that's cool. But again, like, a lot of this, the game as a whole for me is very neat. And neat doesn't really hold my attention for too long.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't want to say, like, you're wrong, because that's not the case. I think there's a way to... I think your experience is one that could be mimicked by a lot of people, simply because that the game isn't trying to do anything.
Right.
It's very clear on what it wants to accomplish, and I think it accomplishes that goal, but it's a very niche thing, I guess. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. It's a niche thing. Like, if you're not into time trials and stuff, like if you weren't playing Wipeout on the PS1 days of just trying so hard to get that better time, you know, if that's not challenging to you or fun to you, then you're not going to like this game. And kind of like how you stated earlier with trials, you know, trials, I think, has a wider appeal simply because when you do fall off and you hit that explosive barrel, it's funny, you know, kind of thing. But at the same time, I think that sort of robs what that game actually is at its core. It's one of those situations where to appeal to a more mass audience, you have to sort of, I don't want to say dumb it down, but you have to do things differently. And this game isn't trying to do that. This game very well knows what it is. And I'm guessing these guys are actually bikers, because like the way this game controls is really slick. And they do a lot of things with stamina. And so as you're kind of pedaling downhill, you can, you know, you can really use that momentum of the bike to, you know, the way that it swings around that corner, like you get really good at that. And when you're going down and you hit that A button to get a little bit of speed, and then you hit that corner just the right way and you slide into it, like that's super satisfying for me. And hitting those corners, it is almost like a racing game of, you know, when you hit that perfect turn and you hit on that gas right away, and you just, you know, it feels good. And to me, I think that's the most important part of it. Is just making sure it's fun to get down that mountain. So I don't disagree with you, but I think that there's a lot that this game does well, and I think it outweighs the negatives.
And I don't disagree with that as well. Like, honestly, like it's there were a few cuts I hit perfectly, and it felt just really good, you know. There are a few jumps I nailed and stride that I'm just like, yeah, that felt good. But just for me, like those cuts, those jumps, those twists, those turns, it just became the same thing on a different map for me. And which is not, again, it's not a terrible thing, because it adds to the challenge, and it's a different challenge, and that's what the whole game is really about. It's about challenging yourself, and I just felt like after I challenged myself, I'm like, all right, did that. What now? Like, you know, it's like, can I do something else at this point? I don't know what it was about this game, but it just wasn't deep enough for me personally. And that's not to say the game itself is not deep, because I feel like this is one of those games where the developers wanted to do something and they did it and they nailed it. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
I was gonna say now. So I think that makes it a tough call on this episode. So
no, because I agree with everything you said. All the positives are there. Like, this game has a ton of positives. I love, like, the aesthetic is great. The background sounds are great. The way the bike handles is great. There's a lot of great things in this game. It doesn't go there for me, where there may be.
I'm struggling to not, because I don't want to do the thing of, well, what would have you done different? Because that's not the point of this podcast. And that's a terrible question anyway. But so, because the reason I say that is because I don't want to say we're on opposite ends, because I'm 100%, I think this game is great, but that's kind of the point of this show is to sort of bounce off how each of us felt. And the problem is we're both just like, yeah, like I see where you're coming from, but like, so I think we both are right, which I think makes it difficult to render a decision when it comes to this show. But as well as I want to give the game proper, I don't want to say the proper amount of time, if that makes sense. And I look at everything that it does right. And even though the stuff that it does, quote, wrong in your sense, I feel like I'm rambling now. But yeah, so we've only been talking 20 minutes, but
to that point, though, before you continue, I don't think the game does anything wrong per se.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't catch your attention, then again, like every game's not going to catch everyone's attention. But at right. the same time, you know, getting to the bottom of why it doesn't, I think, is an important aspect.
I agree with that.
So that's why I'm sort of saying, yeah. So like I said, and I don't, this is going to be one of our shorter episodes, mainly because like this game is very one note in terms of what it does. So in terms of Game Pass or Pass, you know, I think we're both somewhere in the middle. The question is what will the listeners think, or how should we guide the listeners?
I mean, this is definitely a game where,
I don't want to do the go into it knowing this. I like
right,
the
point right.
of this show being like, should you play this or not? Like, I don't like doing that whole thing, but
this is one of those games where, again, it does nothing necessarily wrong. I really feel like these two guys or people got together in a room and said, let's make this game. They had a checklist of 10 things they want to do, and they nailed all 10 things. It's that said, though, it just feels so niche, and I'm just like, you just missed me somewhere. And for me personally, it just lacks some excitement, some oomph, some pizzazz, some whatever that may be. That trials feelings of where you're playing with a friend and it's like you're racing each other and he blows up and you don't. You're like, yeah, but then you messed up and he does. You're like, crap. This is kind of like self-reflection almost, where it's like it's just you, betrayal, and a bike. And it's like you challenge yourself over and over again, you get it done, and then on to the next one, in sort of the same kind of way. And it's like, all right, well, I completely understand why this would be great for a lot of people. I could also see why it would be a complete bore for a lot of people.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say that I 100% leaning on the side of you should play this game. And the reason I say that is because, again, it sounds like, not to be a food critic, but you know, it's like when you get a food dish and it's not bad, but it's not anything you're gonna go and tell your friends about. Like you should go to this restaurant because they've got amazing pizza. No, you're gonna say, yeah, I had pizza there and it was fine. You know, like, but this game for me, I think there's enough there in the unlockables to really sort of push people to the next level, if that makes sense. I think there's enough here for this game that even if someone isn't super into the time trials and super into the minutia of the game, I think that there's enough here that for the people that there is, that there's different bikes, there's different customizations, there's different challenges. If this game was simply on a mountain, get to the bottom, and there was only one bike and there wasn't any challenges and stuff, I would be 100% more willing to be like, you know what, maybe you shouldn't play it. But the fact that I think that they took it farther and added that stuff, I shouldn't say added it because that makes it sound like it wasn't there, but the fact that they developed around that, I think is enough to push this game into the you should play it category.
I wouldn't agree with you, actually. I think this is one of the games where you have to jump in it to know. Because again, this is not one of those games where I did not like it because it did so many things bad. This is one of those things where this is one of those games where I don't like it because I played it and it's not to my sensibilities. So I feel like you should do the same. You should give this game a shot, go in there optimistic, ready to challenge yourself, and see how you feel about it.
I concur. It's one of those rare games, I think, on Game Pass to where, at least, you know, in the context of the show, that I think you really have to play it to understand it. And I think that while some people will bounce off of it and the point of the show is to recommend games or not, I think this is one of those rare occasions where you really just need to play it because it's not bad, but it just might not be for you kind of thing. It's very rare that there's a game that, you know, I can play to where I can point out, like, look, this is what's wrong with it. And I understand that you don't find this as a fault, but I do. Whereas this, it seems more of it's like, there's nothing really wrong. It's just, it might not click with you kind of thing. So, but yeah, so I think we've come to an agreement then that when it comes to Lonely Mountains downhill on Game Pass or pass this one on to your friends. Race your friends, get those times, get those bikes, customize your faceless character. You know, I'm all for like the weird looking characters, but why is their face so square? Like, it's like super square.
Yeah, these physics based games, the character models, they're always on the edge of creepy to me.
Yeah, it's I don't know if you ever played Ashen. Did you ever play Ashen?
No.
That was a Game Pass game too, but that was like a Dark Souls style game, and they had very similar looking characters. Like, no one really had facial features, and all of their hand, like, they didn't actually have hands. They just had like weird like poles. Like, basically they all had arms but no hands, if that makes sense. And while I really liked that game, it was super creepy. like having people hold up lanterns and stuff with no faces and no hands. And that's kind of how I felt here too. Like, luckily it's obviously not nearly as creepy because it's, you know, you're riding bikes versus a world that's like dying and stuff. So like, but that game also had spiders and stuff with no features. It was a weird point is maybe add some facial feature.
Yeah. No faces is creepy, guys.
Yeah,
it's a little, maybe it's, glasses are like, they do have like hats and stuff. So
they do have hats. Yes. You have helmets and hats and all this stuff, but hey, wear a helmet. You're going down a mountain. Okay.
Yeah. Like that's real life, by the way.
Yeah.
Just wear a helmet when you go downhill.
Yeah. Like that's just, I was playing Skate 3 the other day and he has no helmet on and it drives me nuts.
One out of 10. Do not recommend.
All right. So Lonely Mountain Downhill, play that game. Man. So just like looking at this, for someone who doesn't quote understand a lot of the indie revolution, which is both of us, we sure do like a lot of indie games on Game Pass.
I mean, Microsoft service, in which right. We don't like Microsoft games.
Which is, yeah, yeah. Kind of weird. So that was not the intent. Like, I don't know.
It definitely wasn't, because you're the Microsoft fanboy. I'm the Sony fanboy who used to hate Nintendo. Now I'm just kind of, they're all right.
Yeah, they're all right. I've always been leaning towards, you know, the Gearses and the Halos and the Forzas, and so a lot of these games. But it's interesting to do this and sort of looking back. And well, what I will say is, like, a lot of Halo's problems is not the game itself. Those ports are still just busted, kind of thing.
And I also want to add, just in general, sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, we factor in just the, because like, if we pass on one game and pass on by another game, that does not mean the two games can be directly reviewed against each other. These are the two separate games, and they have separate issues going on for them. So like, a lot of times for me, the idea of Game Pass is you can jump into a game, jump out of it however you like. So like, a lot of times for me, it's, I will recommend a smaller title over a bigger title sometimes, because the bigger title wants you to play 20, 30, 40 hours,
right,
as opposed to like an indie game is like 20 minutes out of your day and you just had a pretty great experience.
Yeah. And I think it's a good testament, and this would probably be something, you know, we can talk about year end show and stuff, of just like, it's AAA games are asking a lot these days. You know,
so there's much.
Like, every game wants to be the Destiny, and they want you to play it for 1,000 hours, and it's just like, you know, can I just give you like 10? Like,
it'd be fine if they respect the time. They don't respect your time in it, but that's another discussion.
Yeah, again, maybe that's the end of the year discussion. All right, that's going to do it. I know we had said we were going to be playing, what's the name of that game? I am blanking on the name of that game. MudRunner, and because we spun on that, but we had also discovered a game on Game Pass. So the question is do we talk about Children of Mortea next, or do we talk about MudRunner next?
Children of Mortea.
All right. Well, Morta, not Mortea. There's no I. Children of Morta. So, all right. There's your answer. So that means this week, we lied to you, as we always do. We will not be talking about MudRunner next week, but the following week, and we'll be playing Children of Morta next week. So, all right. That's going to do with this episode. Hit that like. Nope. That's YouTube. You can leave us a review on all of your podcast services. That would be fantastic. Again, we do read them. They do help a lot. I don't think people understand how much those reviews help, especially when you're smaller. When you're bigger, not as much. But when you're a smaller show, it definitely helps. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com, if you just want to say hi, or if you want to recommend a game or tell us, you know, like our reviewer, that you like Remnant from the Ashes. I keep wanting to say Ashes of Singularity, and that is a real game, but that is not the game that we were left to review on. So if you like Remnant from the Ashes.
Also, in your real quickly, if in your reviews, feel free to be critical and add context so that we could learn from some things. Because the ones I review, I think it's hilarious. Honestly, you didn't like the game, we didn't. So 1 star. That's something I would say, not really do, but that's something I would definitely say.
That's like a forum review. If like you hop into a forum topic and you're just like, I like this game, you didn't, screw you.
But like if you like that game a lot and think we should not have passed on it, I honestly would be up for going back to it and being like, what did we miss?
Yeah, and that's kind of like with the No Man's Sky talk of just like genuinely curious. If you like that game, I want to know the secret of it, because our experience was clearly not the same as yours. So, all right, that's going to do this episode. We will see you next week with Children of Morta. Muhaha.
Good days.